were not so, I would not have told you that I go away to prepare and pray for you. There where I am, you still be too. Jesus is on his way back.
Everybody's gonna be there. Well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus. can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending
on you. Just let's go and drive this thing, can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell it. When my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on.
Today is in a bad condition. You can't read, you can't watch, and you can't look. Because when you do, all you get is bad news. But Jesus is soon to come, and that's going to be good news. Bad news. One day, playing around in the house, crazy. Yes, he did. One by one, that woman took those five little children, and they all had diamond names. A little girl named Mary, a little boy named Luke, and another one named John. But all she took them, all five of them, she taken them one by one and drowned them in the bathtub. That oldest little boy wanted to live so bad, he couldn't figure out what was going on. But they all lost their lives. You know what that was? Bad news everywhere. Talk about New York. A lot of people call it 911. One day I was at home watching the television. All of a sudden, I saw a plane glide through a building. And a few minutes later, another plane glided through the second tower. Thinking of a day, all those families that are still devastated for the loss of their loved ones, but oh, for a senseless reason, that was bad news. But one of these days, Jesus is coming back. But just let me say again, bad news everywhere. Jesus is coming back, and look like I can see him riding on the cloud, telling his people, y'all get ready, it's getting ready to be good news.
Chris Blue. You're gonna love him.
Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, below the tossing high. The sky is all shadowed with blackness. Oh, no shelter, no shelter is the night.
Carest thou not that we pass?
How can you lie there?
Each moment is so madly threatening. A grave. In the angry deep. So I say, get up, Jesus, because the wind. Shall we? And all you gotta do is say,
peace be still.
26 minutes after the hour, and God bless each and every one of you. I want you to join in with me as we get our praise on. We're getting started right here, 27 minutes after the hour. God bless you, and welcome to the NFI. Come on, go with me for 1 minute, huh? Let's do this together so we can praise God, huh?
Bestseller Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you. God bless you. And welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and I'm going to be right here with you for 3 hours playing some of the very best in gospel music. We do have some other radio hosts that's going to be coming forward all the way up to 8 o'clock today. And those of you, we want to thank you for locking in. We are an international network where you can lock in with us anywhere in the world. Simply go to our website. That's NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. And you can also listen in with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020. Again, that number to listen in with your mobile phone, 563-999-3020. And you can also jump in with us on our Facebook channel. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Now, if you want more information about this network, you can call our 24-hour hotline. We have a 24-hour hotline. That number is 984-733-3977. That number again, 24-hour hotline, 984-733-3977. You can leave information there. We will contact you immediately as soon as we check the messages. Thank you for catching the wave. We've got more great gospel music right here all day today. Here from the NFI Studios. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you.
Can I introduce somebody to y'all? Reverend F.C. Barnes. Bet you can't do that again. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, Reverend F.C. Barnes. Rip, wait a minute. We ain't gonna be in no hurry. Why? Cause we old-fashioned. We gonna take y'all back old school. Can we do it? Now the Bible says that God is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. That means that he cannot and absolutely, somebody say absolutely, will not change. Can I tell y'all tonight? God is God and he won't change. All right. I tell you that God is God. About it tonight. God is God and he don't change. Do you believe that? Ever been in trouble tonight, you would be able to say, God
is a lawyer, and he won't.
Real, you don't know nothing about that. You know something about that too.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know
he
won't
change.
I'm a wildfire
change. He can do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore.
Been a little sick, but tell me what God heals for you.
He's a doctor, and he don't
change.
I got the weakness out there.
Is my provider,
and he won't. I ain't got no witnesses out there.
Yeah, you got witnesses right there.
To the river, I want to go.
hit me in your smooth water, and I go in as a woman with many crimes. Come up for air as my sin flows down the Jordan. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but this blood on my hands and my lips aren't clean. So please.
To the river, I want to go.
Yes, I.
Oh, he is a great God. He is a great God. Oh, my goodness. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and that is a requested song there by Dietrich Hatton, and out of Cincinnati, all right, Cincinnati, Sister Janice Wilbert. Sister Janice Wilbert called in and requested that, and Sister Janet Wilbert out of Cincinnati, look, tell the people to continue to listen in, and we're going to play some of the very best in coordinated contemporary gospel music right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We want to thank you again for catching the wave. Again, our website, nfiradio.com, and you can join us on Facebook, going to our Facebook channel at NFI Radio Gospel Network, where you'll see all of the photos of these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this NFI network, as well as these awesome prayer warriors we have right here Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. interceding for you and this nation, as well as the people around the world. So those of you, if you want to get a breakthrough and a prayer through, then join us with our intercessory prayer warriors Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, well, look, it's yours truly, the anointed one. I'm too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed, and too equipped to be whipped with the word of God. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
All your favorite gospel hits plays here.
Until your well runs dry, oh, you say you don't need no one to help you by, but I found out. You gon' need a friend, yeah. Just before you die, all I'm trying to say is
don't burn
your bridge. Hallelujah, Debra. Oh yeah, you might. I got one more thing I want to say. Now you are lying in the hospital bed, so sad. Your own family, they won't come see you. Just run, you ain't in hell. But you gon' need a friend, someone to be right now to the end. All I'm doing is trying to tell you,
don't burn.
This is the reason why
you do
tonight, don't burn your dreams.
Don't burn.
you might have to cross again.
You're free.
That's why I don't understand. I don't understand us kids today, yeah.
You're free.
Talking back to mommy and daddy.
Don't burn.
You can't do that and get by.
You're free.
Because if I have a playlist
said,
all the doubt falls out, mother. That the day shall be longer. Upon this earth, with my God, give it to thee.
Don't burn.
But I want to tell you one more time.
You're free.
You might have to.
You might have to.
You cross and bridge.
You're free.
I can
burn.
I can burn.
Don't burn.
Don't burn. You'll breathe, yeah.
We're about to take it back.
One of these old days, he's gonna call you home before it gets too late. In the hour, you've got to try and hold on. So many roads and fields that you had to climb. So many souls who are lost and they can't be found. No matter what you're going through, I know my God, he'll be be right there for you when no one else really cares. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. There are so many times I had to hold my head down when I needed a friend. There was no one to be found. No matter what you're going through, I know my God, he'll be there.
I know he will.
He'll be right there for you when no one else really cares. All you got to do is hold on to his
unchanging hand.
All you got to do is hold on to his
unchanging hand.
All you got to do is help you out.
Hold up.
Nobody there.
Hold up.
See you through.
Hold up.
Don't give up.
Hold up.
You just hold on.
Hold up.
Don't give up.
Hold up.
You just hold on.
Hold up.
I know he,
hold up.
He will make a way.
Hold up.
He'll make a way.
Hold up.
Out of no way.
Hold up.
Won't he do it?
Hold up.
I know he will.
Hold up.
Won't he do it? I know he will.
Hold up.
Have you tried him?
Hold up.
For yourself.
Hold up.
Have you tried him?
Hold up.
For yourself.
Hold up.
Don't give up.
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 Hold up.
You just hold up.
Just hold on, huh? Don't you let go. Don't you give up. Hold on, huh? The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. Now, that word endures, you know what that means, right? That means that you're not going to quit, huh? Christians never quit. They just hang tough. So you got to hold on and walk by faith and not by sight. You got to speak life out of your mouth. And when you speak life, I say it over and over again, there's power in the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So when you speak life out of your mouth, life manifests. And when you speak negative, it doesn't manifest. So speak life out of your mouth. Say today is going to be a day of prosperity. Today is going to be a day of blessing. Today is going to be a day of peace, joy, love, and understanding. Giving God all the praise every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing and what he's about to do. I don't look back, but I walk into my present and my future. We'll be right back. Got more coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Decatur, Georgia, right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone. Not a mason. But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rites,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talk about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen,
according to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason,
right,
well, if you are the light, right, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know the scripture says as he is in the light, that's we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell,
I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
Amen.
Who's a mason,
that's right.
You got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Woo! Here we go again. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together.
Anybody out there pray for me?
I know that's right. The righteous availeth much. We are right at 14 minutes after the hour. Well, much is given, much is required. Let's continue with more great gospel music. Here's the sounds of Brother Jane Fortune here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You're catching the wave.
I don't know. This time I don't have the answers. I'm just out here trusting God. Sing, Monica.
Why would I think that I can't handle this alone? When so many things in my life were going wrong. People I loved made promises they didn't keep.
It wasn't the first time.
I should have known better.
Yeah.
Tried to do better. There was no one to blame but me. For the times that my faith wasn't there.
But you were.
But you were, and you told me okay. And the nights that I didn't feel safe. And the pain that I cannot explain.
Oh, I'm doing.
So I'm just out here trusting God.
When I don't understand your plan for me.
And I'm just out here believing every word you promised me.
Yes.
And I'm just out here holding on.
That's all I can do. I won't give up.
And I won't give up because I know you won't give up on me.
Sometimes it's hard to believe. When life seems out of control.
Be still and know. Be still. That God
is in control.
Still in control.
When it doesn't make sense.
Be still. That my God.
You might have to cry. But you gotta know.
Yeah.
don't know about y'all, but he's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God's been good.
God. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines.
Good afternoon. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm Apostle Phyllis. I'm so happy to be with you this afternoon. It's a beautiful day, and the sun is shining brightly. I'm just excited to be able to share the Word of God with you, and also, more importantly, to pray with you and for you. Oh, my goodness. It's just an exciting day in the Lord because we have praise reports. We have victory. And we have the victory this afternoon because we know that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Oh, and I'm so thankful and I'm so excited about that 23rd Psalm today because it has been proving itself over the past week since we were last together. Ah, wow. It's just so exciting to see and hear people talk about how God has been their shepherd. How God has been taking care of them and giving them the victory over the enemy. Amen. And I can just say it's just a pleasure to be able to be before you here on the Power of Prayer and to be able to expound on the fact that when you pray and you believe that God can, He will do exactly what he said he would do. Praise God. We thank you for you this afternoon. I want to just leave that thought with you today that God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. There is no place that you can go that the Lord is not there. Oh, hallelujah. Just so excited for all of my colleagues who are here Monday through Thursday, who are just pouring out from their hearts just what the Lord has for you and knowing that we are here to just give of ourselves the way that the Lord is directing us to do, to ensure that his word is known, that he is alive and well, and he is risen. So we thank God for you. Come with me as we go into prayer here today on this wonderful Miracle Monday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank each and every one of you for joining hands with me. Oh, thank you. Wherever you're calling from, those that are listening from New York, those that are listening from just every state, north, east, west, south, hallelujah, from the other countries that we're recognizing that you're calling from, we're praying today for you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we just thank you this afternoon, oh God. We thank you for the power of prayer. God, we thank you, oh God, because even in your model prayer, you said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and because of that, thy will be done." And Father, I thank you for that this afternoon, that despite all the things that we're faced with from day to day, oh God, hallelujah, God, we know we still have the victory. We know, God, that you are still and always will be the author and finisher of our faith, oh God. And I say for that, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, I'm excited. I'm excited, oh God, for walking in expectancy, oh God, for knowing, oh God, that that one, that two, that's touching and agreement with us today, oh God, is walking in the assurance of knowing that everything is going to be all right. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, for that one who's working on themselves with a self-adjustment today, that even as the late, great Albertina Walker said, oh God, that when God gets through with me, then I'll be what you'd have me to be. God, I praise the Lord, oh God, today, knowing that God is still working on us, oh God. We are still working toward that prize. We're working toward that mark, receiving that prize of the high calling. Oh God, this afternoon, I just thank you, oh God, for the activities of my limbs, oh God, today, God. Hallelujah, that you helped me become an overcomer of the pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I thank you that you've forgiven us, oh God, of all of our sins, word, thought, and deed, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. And for that we say thank you, that Psalm 66:18 said if we regard iniquity in our heart, you won't hear our prayer. But we thank God for the victory that we've been forgiven, so that as we bring our petitions before you, oh God, we know right now, oh God, that you are hearing us, oh God. We know right now, oh God, that you are going to give us the victory in knowing that you can say yes. We know that there's a yes answer. Oh, God, we know that even when there's a no answer, oh, God, that you're all-knowing, oh, God, that you know what's best for us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you that when you tell us to wait, oh, God, that we wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord, oh, God, knowing that in due season, God, that everything is going to come and line up according to your will, oh, God, not necessarily our will, but your will, oh, God. And for that, we say thank you. We give you the praise, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I just feel your presence, oh God. Father God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah, for that one that's feeling that there is no way out, oh God. We thank you for our reverend who said we need to have that hope, oh God, who encouraged us for hope, oh God. And for that, we say thank you again. The Bible says it's a good thing to give praise unto you, oh God. So we praise your holy and righteous name today, oh God, even with the sunshine. God, we thank you for bringing us through the storms of last week, oh God. Hallelujah. Putting a hedge of protection around us, oh God. Even when we didn't even know that there was a tornado around us, oh God. Hallelujah. You gave protection that we stayed calm and we didn't have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Oh God, we thank you for that right now. Father God, we ask you to look upon, oh God, those families who have had loved ones that have gone to be with you, oh God. But God, give them the love and the comfort and the strength that they need right now, God, knowing, oh God, that you are still with them, oh God, that you are still with these families, oh God. When you said, let not your heart be troubled, oh God. And for that, I'm saying, thank you, oh God. God, continue to saturate, God. Continue to anoint, oh God, the men and women of God who are doing your work, oh God. Hallelujah. Even the little children, hallelujah, who are saying, pray for my mommy. Pray for my daddy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, suffer not the little children, oh God. And that they know that you're still answering prayers, even for them, that their prayer petitions are just as important, oh God, as an adult prayer, oh God, because you said in your word that you have no respect of person. And for that, we say thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, I just thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. I've just got a great spirit of thanksgiving this afternoon, oh God, for that one whose arms are just dropping, that we'll lift them up like Jehoshaphat, oh God. We're going to lift up their arms, oh God, and be the intercessor for that person today, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, oh God, who says, I need thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, I need thee. I need you, God. I need you to encourage my heart, oh God. That one that feels like that there is no way out, God, but we want to let them know there is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, that one that's in that doctor's office, oh, God, that's not getting the report that they desire to hear, oh, God. Keep them reminded that it's not over. Hallelujah, God, because you're still in control, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. That one that may have gotten news that said, hey, I've got cancer. That one that may have gotten news that said, this is just going to be terminal. Let them know that you are internal, oh God. Hallelujah. You are internal, so you can reverse things around, oh God. That's why we call it a miracle, oh God. And for that, I say thank you, oh God. God, continue to saturate the anointing of those that are laying hands on someone right now somewhere in the name of Jesus. Allow them to feel your anointing and the healing virtue, oh God. Those ones that are laying hands for decisions to be made, oh God. We thank you for it right now, God, that you will step in, oh God, and show them that it is so, that they can have what you say and what they say they can have according to your will, oh God. And for that, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for that bone marrow operation that's going on right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that all is well. Hallelujah. That it's successful, oh God. For that kidney transplant, God, that it is all is well, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will guide the hands of the surgeons, oh God, and the nurses, the CNAs, oh God, all that are participating, oh God. God, that you will reach out to every ICU room, oh God, waiting room, and give strength to those families, oh God. Hallelujah, letting them know that you are still able, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for it right now, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you because you said it in your word, and because it's in your word, we know it is so, oh God. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, to continue to study, oh God, according to your word in Timothy, where you said to study, to show yourself approved unto God, not unto man, but we need to be showing ourselves approved unto you, God, that a workman can rightly divide the word of truth, oh God. And we know that it's because of you, God, that when we know your word, God, when we have studied that we rightly divided, oh God, then we know, God, that we can help minister to others, oh God, in a proper way, oh God. Not just what we think, but what we know, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, God. Help us, oh God, to continue to be learning and knowing more about you, oh God, that when people come to us, oh God, we'll be able to reach into our hearts, oh God, and into the word, God, and know that what we're saying, God, is coming from you. Hallelujah. We remember singing the word song that said, all things come of thee, O Lord. Hallelujah, God. And we thank God for that, because if we believe, O God, if we trust you, O God, that one who's looking for more financials, O God. God, we remember in the word of Deuteronomy 8:18 when it says, for it is God, it is he that giveth us power to get wealth. And because of that, O God, we're believing you right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We're believing you right now that you are providing those financials, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You're making a way for that mortgage to be paid, for that one who's needing that mortgage to be paid, oh God. Oh God, you're making a way, oh God, for those financials to be taken care of, oh God. God, we're praying right now that you'll make good stewards out of those who need help in learning how to take and manage their financials, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and for that I say thank you. I say thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. We say thank you, oh God, for our government, oh God. We say thank you, oh God, for the hospitals, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help give them strength, oh God, as they're working double hours and triple hours, oh God, that you will give them what they need, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. To be able to work those doubles, oh God, and sometimes triples, oh God, to make sure that people are taken care of in the precious name of Jesus. And for that, we say thank you. Lift your hands wherever you are. Amen. Lift your hands wherever you are and believe with us as we're praying with you. We thank God for Pastor. Amen. Pastor Kearney, amen. Amen. As he continues to work diligently to make sure that the word of God is going out, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, we don't want to leave him out this afternoon, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to continue to lift his arms up, oh God, that he'll be able to continue to do the work, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, honoring his petitions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for every apostle, every bishop, every overseer, every elder, every evangelist, oh, God, every minister, everyone who loves you today, in the precious name of Jesus, oh, God. All the new ministers, oh, God. God, continue to lead and guide them and encourage their hearts, oh, God. Hallelujah, that they will continue to feed the people your word, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for it, God, near and far. Oh, hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, that you will take charge over the diseases that are spreading, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that you will bring healing to the land, oh God, that people will turn from their ways, oh God, and that they will seek your face, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I just keep saying it because I see it, God. We're praying for traveling mercy, oh God, for those that are traveling near and far, oh God. We thank you that you will keep the planes and the trains and the ships and even the cars, oh God. You'll keep them safe. I'm praying a special prayer over airplanes, oh God. Keep having crashes and plane issues, oh God. So I'm praying this afternoon, oh God, for a special prayer over planes, oh God. Hallelujah, that you will continue to keep them safe, oh God. And even those that are crashing, oh God, that you will continue to do as you're doing, keeping people safe, oh God, that they land in a place that does not hurt or bring harm to anyone, oh God, as they have mechanical difficulties, oh God. For that we say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we're praying for those truck drivers that are out there, oh God, that you will keep them awake and alert, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, as they are going to and from, oh God. We thank you for those in Baltimore, oh God, that are reconstructing and trying to prepare for the bridge that has fallen, oh God, that has been broken, oh God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name, that it will come back to what it needs to be and stronger. Oh God, we thank you for that this afternoon, Jesus. Father, we're just praying across the nation, praying for those ones that are just having newborn babies, oh God, the people that they will learn how to be good parents, oh God, first-time mothers and fathers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will learn how to raise up their children in the way that they should go, so that when they get old, they won't depart from it. Father, I just thank you again, oh God, for just having the opportunity to come before the people of God and just give them what they need as this faith food is given out, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We just thank you, dear Jesus. God, we thank you now, oh God, even as we're continuing to pray for different people in different areas of need, oh God. Those that have put in their petitions to me this week for knee replacement surgeries, oh God. Father God, I thank you right now, God, that you will make everything all right in the name of Jesus, that they will have success. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. I feel in my heart and my spirit somebody is just calling out right now, oh God, because they're talking about surgery for back, oh God. But God, we believe you and we trust you, oh God, that the right decisions will be made, oh God, with the back surgeries, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that what the need is, God, that you're going to meet it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for it. We claim the victory in it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Father God, we're praying right now, hallelujah, for that one who's got a notice right now in the name of Jesus about a particular situation that I won't speak out, but I'm saying, God, you know what it is, and I'm believing you right now that you're going to have your way in that situation. Hallelujah, oh God, that it's going to change, that things will change in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that things will be better in the name of Jesus. Again, I keep feeling to pray for sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for that brother, amen. Amen, who's just going down to Duke, oh God. His eye appointment will go well, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. That when the doctors see him again, oh God, that they will see miracles happening in his vision, oh God, because he has maintained a humble spirit, oh God, in all of this. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's not grumbling or complaining, oh God. Hallelujah. So for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the healing. We believe in God that blind eyes are open according to your will, oh God. Because as I often say, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, people may have lost man's sight, but now they have your vision, oh God. So we know that this is still working. As you say, for we know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, your purpose, oh God. We know that your will is being done. And for that, we're praising, we're giving praise and thanks unto you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for that new pastor, oh God, who is starting their ministry, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for it right now, that you will allow them to be able to grow and to be molded into your likeness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And that the people that come, oh God, will receive them in the spirit in which you are directing their paths, oh God. And for that, we say thank you. Hallelujah, God. I just am in such a praise mode this after praise and worship type mode this afternoon, because I'm just walking in expectancy of believing, oh God. Thank God for the praise reports, oh God, of those that are saying, we thank God for this prayer time, oh God, for these prayer lines, oh God, that are giving us time to be renewed, restored, and rejuvenated in knowing that somebody is praying for us on a daily basis. Amen. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're praying for those little children right now, oh God, who are feeling like they need somebody in their life. Amen. And let them know that when things don't always go well at home, it's not their fault. Amen. It's not their fault. Amen. And for that, we're just going to continue to lift up the children, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Because they're of their sensitivity, oh God. Father God, we're just lifting them up right now in Jesus' name. And I just thank God today for the direction that you're taking me in, oh God, to just think about the things that you're guiding me in and that you're believing me for. Hallelujah. That person that's overseas, amen, know that we're maybe on the other side of the water, amen, but we're still praying for you. Glory to God. Where it might be day here and you're at nighttime trying to get some rest and you can't seem to rest, I thank God for for Proverbs 3:24 that says, may your rest be sweet. I'm praying for your rest today, that you will get some sleep. You haven't been able to sleep, but we're believing. Hey, glory to God. We're believing right now that you will get some sleep. Hallelujah. That you will be able to get some good sleep and some good rest. Hallelujah. That God will take away the worry from you in the precious name of Jesus. And for that, I say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God for allowing me to take on the things and see the things that you're telling me that's needed to be prayed for. Hallelujah. We're dispatching the good angels to go there to take care of that situation. Hallelujah. That you may even call in to the power of prayer, because someone is standing by right now waiting to receive your request. Hallelujah. To know what you stand in need of. And for that, we're saying thank you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you will get the rest that you're needing. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We're praying, oh God, and believing you right now that rheumatoid arthritis, hallelujah, is going to be better. Like the song says, better. It's going to be better. Amen. And you'll be able to do some of the things that you are accustomed to doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. That person that's waiting for that good report, for some other issues that you're needing, that you're wanting, we're believing with you that it is so, that it is so, that it is so. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, God, for that person that's let me know they're having dementia issues. I'm going to believe, God, with you, that God's going to continue to restore and renew your mind, oh God, that you don't have to fear, oh God, that you know that God is still on the throne. And the song says, when you're in doubt and you find no way out, remember that God is still on the throne. Remember that God can still do anything but fail. Remember that God is able. He's always able to do anything but fail. I'll say it again. He's able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah, God. Help him to bring back their remembrance, oh God, so that they can still remember the things that they have been taught, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bring back their remembrance, oh God. Hallelujah, that it's not over. It's not over until you say it's over, God. And right now, I don't feel that it's over, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Touch the part of their brain, oh God, that will open up new cells, oh God. Bring and restore new cells, oh God. That one that's having lung and breathing issues, oh God. I believe you can restore, oh God, the vessels and the cells in their lungs, oh God. God, taking away emphysema, oh God, that when they go back to the doctor, they will be amazed at seeing that their breathing is being restored. When they take the CAT scans and the MRIs, God, that they will see it's a miraculous situation going on, oh God, in their bodies, oh God, that they'll be able to walk distances that they haven't been able to walk in weeks, months, and years, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for that one that has been on oxygen, but by your healing, oh God, by your healing virtue, oh God, that they are finding that the healing is taking place, oh God, that they don't need it as much as they did need it, oh God, until you make a total resolution in that situation of life, that they will live and not die. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for that one that brother that's been in a coma, oh God, for a very long time, and his mother's been praying relentless every single day. She comes on the other prayer line, oh God, and she says, pray, I'm praying for my son. She's never given up. We thank God for her being here now to know that there's more that we are praying for here on the Power of Prayer, Monday through Thursday, that he will open his eyes, oh God, hallelujah, that he will take up his bed and walk. In the precious name of Jesus, as I'm about to end this prayer. But today I want to leave with you this thought, amen, that he's able. He's able to do above and beyond anything that you could expect, anything that you could believe possible. God is able to do it in the name of Jesus. I'm believing God like Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. Hallelujah. And asked of God, I'm asking of God this afternoon to do the miraculous. I'm going to conclude, but I believe God. I want you to go the rest of this week saying, I believe God in the precious name of Jesus. And we love you, and we look forward to being back with you again on tomorrow at 12:30 with the Power of Prayer. We love you, but we won't stop praying. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Have a wonderful day today.
And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave on the NFI.
Love you tonight, Lord Jesus. And once again, we offer our lives tonight. We bring you more than a song tonight. We offer our lives, we offer our lives, we offer our lives. We're coming back to worship as it truly is. Sorry for the thing we made it. We bring you more than a song tonight. But we offer our lives, we offer our lives. In your presence tonight, please cleanse my soul. Please make me whole. I surrender all. Is there anybody else in this place like that? Sing, please. Everything in my life, Lord, you can have it. Please, please make me whole. I surrender all. And I worship you in the beauty of holiness. Cleanse my soul.
This is holy ground.
fire. Sweet perfume. His awesome presence fills this room. This is holy, holy ground. This is holy, holy ground. Yes, it is, yes, it is, yes, it is. This is holy, holy ground.
So come,
so come,
and bow,
bow down.
Bow down,
bow down,
bow down,
bow down.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts.
I never thought I'd be in this place. I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart
to feel again. You see, I was so hurt, never knew the pain.
I'm living my life in this place.
I've been around the world,
seen a lot of people,
but I've never thought.
of me is unreal. I'm unfaithful to you all the time. I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Dad. In the midst of me doing you wrong, I hear your voice say no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, and I make decisions I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
Can't believe I'm still holding on. been trying hard to increase my faith, but it feels like it's way too late. The preacher said it's already done. If I believe in Jesus the Son, I got a feeling that it might be right. I'm in the tunnel, but I see the light. I can't repeat this cycle again.
Right now,
give me back my peace, yeah.
Right now,
I want.
drunk enough, and I have had enough, and I declare today that things are changing right
could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found the Savior, turned me around, and he placed his love on me, and I will trust.
gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm saying, wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where.
You might have to
Everything